I'm quite sure if I ran into John Kasich at the mall, our governor, he would not know my name. Even though, on his very first political campaign, he sat on my front porch and drank a glass of cold water on a hot, hot July day when he was going door to door. Thanked me profusely for offering him a chair and a bottle of water. I'm sure he wouldn't know my name. Not a chance in the world. And if I went to a campaign event, and there's going to be a bunch of them around, and one of the presidential candidates or vice presidential candidates came to town and I got close enough to one of them to shake their hand, he'd have no idea who I was. No interest in knowing. I doubt even if Leonardo DiCaprio or Oprah Winfrey would have the opportunity to meet me, that it would excite them very much. Or that they would know what my name was. I did meet Coach Jim Tressel one day at an event, had a picture taken with him, talked to him for just a few seconds while they were setting the camera up, and told him that he grew up in my hometown. His dad was the coach of the football team there. But he didn't seem much interested in building and developing a close personal relationship with me. Not at all. But you know something? None of that bothers me. None of that bothers me at all. But I am incredibly encouraged to know that the only one who really matters knows us individually. Here's the way Jesus put it in John the 10th chapter, starting with verse number 2. He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. In verse number 11, he says, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd knows his sheep by name. By name. I can remember going to college, Ohio State. I was a number. You go in and talk to one of them, and they'd say, what's your student number? And that's what they'd type in. They didn't want to know who Don Treadway was. I mean, there may be more than one Don Treadway, but there's only one that had that number. That was what I was known by. You ever work for a company where you were a little more than a number? I mean, you know, you may have worked for a big company where there were thousands of employees. And if you went to HR and talked to them, they wanted to know what your number. What's your number? You know your government knows you by that little 9-digit number that you were assigned to shortly after you were born. If you're young enough, I had to wait till I was a teenager before I got one. They don't know me. And they couldn't care less. Aren't you glad our good shepherd's not like that? He actually knows us by name, not by number. He knows us as individuals. He knows us as individuals, not constituents or taxpayers or employees. I mean, according to Luke 12 and verse 7, he's counted the hair on our heads. For some of us, it's not quite as high as it used to be. But he knows. And if that's true, could anything escape his attention? Could anything? I mean, he knows about the tough day you had at work. He knows about the fuss that you had with your spouse last night. He knows about the anxieties in your heart, about your health and your kids and your finances. And I mean, he knows everything about us. He knows how much you love your children. He knows how much your plans are, what your dreams are, what your hopes are. Jesus knows us. He's the shepherd who knows and loves and protects us. I couldn't give you any better news tonight than that you have a good shepherd that cares about you. None of those heavy hitters that I talked about earlier in this lesson may know you. But in the end, the only one that matters does. The only one that matters. He knows your name. And you know what's even better than knowing my name? He's going to shout it loudly someday when he comes back to claim his own. When he comes back to get his flock. My job is to make sure I'm part of the flock. I can never fail to be amazed at God and His Word. That He would use a shepherd and a sheep. Because I don't think there's a dumber animal in the world than sheep. Possibly a chicken, but sheep are just dumb animals. They'll see a little piece of grass here and wander off and another little piece over there and another one over here. Pretty soon they don't see the flock anymore and they're gone. And that's just what we do. Something entices us here, something looks interesting over there, something else takes our attention, something, and pretty soon we're gone. We need to make sure we're part of the flock. We're part of the flock. Because you remember what it says about the good shepherd and the 90 and 9 and the one that he went out looking for? Jesus is looking for you tonight if you're outside the flock. That good shepherd's calling you by name. Won't you come home? Won't you come and let him protect you? Won't you come and let him defend you? Won't you come and let him love you? And won't you come and get to know him better? Please, if we can help in any way, won't you give us that opportunity? Won't you do it now while we stand and sing?